Throngs of people gather under a tent to watch young women butcher sheep. It's a warm day, but it's sweltering under the tent where some campfires burn. The smoky cedar masks the smell of raw mutton. Seven young women work in teams to decide who cuts the sheep's throat, who removes the stomach, and who quarters the carcass. The crowd reacts as one petite woman struggles to lift an enormous slippery stomach out of her sheep. Contestants sweat under traditional Navajo dress of velvet, satin, and layers of turquoise jewelry. They wear aprons and wrap their moccasins in plastic to protect themselves from blood. Judges circle, scrutinize, and make notes on their clipboards. Immediately after the girls finish, they must answer impromptu questions in Navajo, like, what are you supposed to do with the sheep's head?
The best bits in tea, egg home, aluminum foil, wrap it in a foil and you put it on the fire. And you roast it.
She struggles with the Navajo, then says in English, wrap the head in foil and put it on the fire. The judge passes the microphone to an audience member who has the chance to win a sack of flour in exchange for the correct answer. The right answer is you burn off all the wool in the fire, slow cook the head underground, and eat the cheek meat and part of the eyeball. The contestants now are instructed to quickly move on to making fry bread, a Navajo staple of flour, lard, and milk, which they must cook in skillets over an open flame. Contestant Walita Begay has her hair pulled back in a bun. Begay says the event proves they can multitask, stay calm under pressure, and most importantly, prove their understanding of Navajo customs.
It's an essence of who you are and who your family is, who your community is. And you're not just representing yourself, you're representing your community, you know, when you compete. And then once you get the title, you're representing an entire nation.
Begay says she's been butchering sheep with her grandmother since she was 12. For her, speaking Navajo is the hardest part of the competition. Most of the contestants grew up speaking English because their parents knew little Navajo. Many had to attend government-run boarding schools and were pushed to assimilate into American culture.
This whole entire generation, you know, our parents' generation, they were raised to think that Navajo was bad to speak. They tied the language and the reservation with failure.
More people today realize that the language is part of their identity, says contestant Charlene Goodluck from Albuquerque.
When the grandmother, when she uses terms of endearment with her child, it means my granddaughter or my daughter or my child. And it gives that child a sense of belonging.
Goodluck says that since she grew up off the reservation, she felt distant from her culture.
And a lot of our youth today are experiencing that loss of not having anywhere to go or having a home.
Goodluck's own grandmother taught her, if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you're lost. Her grandmother always wanted her to be Miss Navajo, and Goodluck's family has sacrificed a lot of time and money for her to compete. This is her third attempt at the crown.
Oh my gosh, I want it so bad I can taste it. I'm starting to visualize it. I have a lot of advice from formers. They'll tell you, you know, tell yourself you're Miss Navajo. Look in the mirror and say, I am Miss Navajo.
In addition to the sheep butchering and language skills, contestants compete in both contemporary and traditional talent contests. Goodluck will find out if her dream becomes reality Saturday night at the coronation. I'm Laurel Morales, reporting from Window Rock, Arizona.